Welcome to the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast with Buck Risby, bringing you the latest in evidence-based but often controversial approaches to natural health and wellness with less stress. Plus, healthy advances for slipping into your ideal weight while looking and feeling younger than your years. Sprinkled with surprising stories, expert interviews, and plenty of irreverence for the status quo. If you're ready to take charge of your health and finally feel in control, buckle up and enjoy this next episode of Ultimate Lifespan.
Hey folks, Buck Risby here, episode 12 of the Ultimate Lifespan podcast. How to improve lung function for better immunity, virility, and serenity. This is a follow-up from my last podcast on road trips for better health, relationships, and memories. That's episode 11. If you haven't checked that out, you definitely want to do that. And this episode is more of a deep dive, and it's really a revelation for me as to the things that I have exposed myself to over the years and what I've done to recover from those. Hopefully that's going to do me well and help extend my life because of some of the errors that I made earlier on. And I want to make you aware of them so that you can make course corrections along the way as well. We, as I mentioned in the last episode, made a trip to Sacramento to see my lovely daughter, Shannon. She's 26, and my beautiful my first grandson, Kai. He's a couple months old now. And I had this, you know, eureka, this aha, that really now more than ever, the importance of our lungs and our lungs functioning well is more important than ever. The importance of our hormonal systems operating at peak efficiency for immunity, for blood sugar regulation, for blood pressure regulation, all of those things are more important than ever. And having that work, ideally without the assistance of any pharmaceutical intervention, is incredibly important. And it really was amplified for me during this trip to Sacramento. I'm going to go back in time a little bit here in terms of chemicals that I know I've exposed myself to over the years, knowingly, willingly, sometimes happily at the time. Over my life, I've been exposed to a lot of detergents, mainly in the form of laundry detergent, you know, products like Tide that I have washed my clothes in over the years. And for many, many years, I exposed myself to fabric softeners. Snuggle, as an example, both being placed in with the wash and via dryer sheets that are added, you know, during the drying cycle. And, you know, at the time when I was in my 20s doing this, I felt like, hey, I want my clothes to smell good. I also used dryer sheets because I thought that's what you're supposed to do to make sure that things don't cling. You know, you don't have the static electricity to deal with. So they smell good and they don't stick to each other, especially when you're sorting socks, right? Who doesn't want their socks to be separate and not stick to each other? And also we all hate it when our clothes have static electricity and they kind of cling to our skin and they don't look quite right. Well, now ladies wear yoga pants, and that's not a big deal for ladies, but I don't wear yoga pants. I'm 55-year-old male. Yoga pants are not for me. Some other things that I know I've exposed myself to in the first, you know, 20 years or 30 years of my life include things like air fresheners. Glade, if you're an American and you're over the age of, 30, and maybe even a lot younger, you know Glade. Glade Solid, Glade Airwick, Glade Plug-ins. These are air fresheners because we think that, and I did, that it's important to have our house, our homes smell good. I remember younger age, seeing the Glade Solid in that sort of cone-shaped device with the glop of Glade inside. You never wanted to touch it. People were always fascinated by it. I know I was, you know, touching it and it would kind of jiggle around. Typically it was blue or green or something like that, maybe a turquoise color. And always we would have, I know I had it in my house too, the plug-ins that had the liquid that would be diffused into the air, the chemicals, the smell would be diffused into the air when you plug it in and would improve the smell. Later on in life, in my 30s, I went to Lithuania on trips to, as I was meeting with my wife and we were spending time with her family there, relatives would have cars, and they would have some version of like a Glade plug-in. It wasn't plugged in, but it was over the ventilation system of the car and blowing air across this device that was diffusing scent into the air. And I can tell you, I have breathed that in over many, many years. I would say decades. I have applied those chemicals to my skin. Now that I understand what's going on and what the issues are associated with that, I have made some profound changes in my life. And you know, as I said, now more than ever, making those changes, because our lung function, the correct functioning of our lungs, is vitally important. The balancing of our hormones is vitally important. This brings me back to my trip that we took to Sacramento, California, and we stayed in an Airbnb. And we stayed in an Airbnb in Salt Lake City. We stayed in one in Sacramento, California. And I've known this, but now it's really slapped me in the face, especially with what's going on right now with the pandemic that we're experiencing. And the number one reason why people are concerned about that is because of their lungs, their ability to breathe, and the efficiency and efficacy of you know, their ability to take in oxygen and have that power up their body. And one of the number one things that we can do to help protect our lungs is to keep our environment, our indoor air quality, at the best levels it can be. Pristine indoor air quality. Yeah, sure, definitely we want to make sure outdoor air quality is very high, but we spend a lot of time, all of us do, and now more than ever, really, with the pandemic, indoors. And so indoor air quality is of utmost importance, and probably for many people, number one, for older folks that are indoors more than some of the younger folks, more important than ever, number one. And one thing that happens with staying at an Airbnb, for example, do you know what the number one chemical that we're encountering when we stay in an Airbnb? You can, when you walk in and you take a big whiff of what you smell, or you walk into one of the bedrooms and take a big, deep inhale of what you smell. For me, and this is my experience, I've checked with other folks and they say the same things. The number one indoor air pollutant is an air freshener by the name of Febreze. And invariably, every single Airbnb I've stayed at has the smell of Febreze on the sheets, on the towels in the bathroom, and almost without question, there's a Febreze container or bottle underneath the sink or in the bathroom or something like that. This is one, air fresheners are one of the major offenders when it comes to indoor air quality. And I'm going to pick on Febreze here for just a moment. I'm looking at some data that I picked up from the Environmental Working Group. They have Febreze, when they did a test on it, listed on their wall of shame, because Febreze contains some chemicals that are not found on the label, including acetaldehyde, which on California's Prop 65, it's on their list of cancer causing agents and causing reproductive toxicity. It has an ingredient, ethyl acetate, a chemical toxic to the brain and nervous system. It has BHT, which is linked with neurotoxicity, hormone disruption, allergies, and irritation to the skin, eyes, or lungs. It contains propylene glycol, which is linked with allergies and skin and eye irritation, and something called 1,3-dichloro-2-propanol, which is used in flame retardants, resins, plastics, and rubber, and has been linked with cancer in animal studies, according to the California Environmental Protection Agency. So that's just one product that is probably the number one product found in an Airbnb. It also, when it comes to air fresheners, the NRDC, NRDC.org, studied 14 air fresheners. They found that 86% of them, the majority of them, contain something called phthalates. And phthalates are a type of chemical that disrupts hormones. It's shown to cause reproductive abnormalities and reduces fertility. You talk about, I don't know if this is maybe a subject for another podcast, but the global fertility rate has come down substantially. In some countries, it's actually a 911 situation. The air fresheners contain ingredients that cause allergies, can induce asthma, which according to scientific evidence, people with asthma have a much higher risk when it comes to the current pandemic. These chemicals can drive inflammation in the lungs. So there's a lot of hidden damage that can occur when you're using a traditional air freshener, like the ones that I remember from my youth. I'm picking on Glade for a moment because I remember Glade Solid, Glade Airwick, Glade Plugins, etc. Now, here it is after, in the 20th century, I'm sorry, the 21st century, and we're dealing with the air fresheners like Febreze, and that being the number one thing we encounter when a lot of us are, now getting back on the road, we're starting to travel, we're starting to take advantage of places like an Airbnb, right? Because in many cases, Airbnbs are great because you don't have to deal with somebody at a reception desk. I mean, we were able to get a combo code, check in, never encounter either owner of the properties we stayed in during our trip to Sacramento. It's wonderful. But the downside is the indoor air pollution is the pits, okay? Now, this flips me to the other subject of my topic today, when we're talking about lung function and improving lung function. Do you know what the third most common cause of death in the U.S. is? It's something called, 16 million Americans have this. Many are undiagnosed. It is called COPD. That's an acronym for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. COPD. You may have heard of it and you may know of somebody with it. I pray that you don't have it. And quite often, if you're watching network television, you're seeing advertisements for drugs to treat COPD. So it's a big, big problem. I first really became well aware of it when I heard about one of my heroes, Leonard Nimoy, passed away at the age of 83, better known as Spock on the TV show Star Trek. I'm going to call myself a Trekkie. I love Star Trek. I'm a big Trekkie fan. And he died of COPD. So, third most common cause of death. What's shocking about Leonard Nimoy is that he attributed getting COPD to his smoking at a younger age. So he stopped smoking for 30 years, but it still caught up with him and took his life. Arguably, you could say he lived to be in his 80s, but very likely you could have lived to be 100 or more, right? If he had not contracted COPD. The problem with COPD and the damage that environmental pollution can cause to your lungs is that it tends to accumulate over time. Unless you can find ways to really detoxify yourself and help to, rejuvenate your systems, this accumulates. It's like barnacles accumulating on a ship and slowing down the ship over time. And that's what happened to Leonard Nimoy. It's a type, it can cause inflammation of the lungs. The things that drive COPD include air pollution, chemical fumes, dust. And as I mentioned, these problems can take years to develop. But the other big problem is that, look, if we knowingly subject ourselves to low environmental air quality, that's a big problem now more than ever. So if we are knowingly spraying chemicals into the air to freshen the air, if we are knowingly applying chemicals to our bodies in the form of fabric softeners and perfume, detergents, and things like that, that's a problem because these products are not designed per se for absolute safety. They're designed to create enjoyment and pleasure. They're designed to smell good. They're designed to feel good, right? But not necessarily are they concerned about whether or not we're going to get COPD in 10 years, maybe sooner. So this takes me to, what can you do? What are the things that I recommend for you to protect and nourish your lungs? And this is something that I'm kind of speaking to myself. I'm speaking to my friends and family members, to my kids, when I share this. Number one, and I'm going to slap my wrist on this, don't smoke or vape. Now, I smoked cigarettes as a younger man, and I regret that. So it was some nasty habit that I picked up when I went into the military at the tender age of 19, and I wish I never did. But I can't take that back. What I can do is not smoke, right? Not smoke now. So today is a new day, and I'll take advantage of that. But the other problem is vaping has taken over in some cases with the younger population as a substitute for smoking cigarettes. And for many people, smoking, vaping this nicotine. They're getting addicted to nicotine through vaping, but it smells like blueberries or cherries or some perfume or something like that, or vanilla. And they think, oh, that's healthy. No, it ain't. The vaping is a major contributor. It's known to cause COPD. So the same problems that we're running into with smoking cigarettes are also manifesting themselves as a result of vaping. You know, what? No matter what you're vaping, just the act of vaping is creating this problem. So that's number one. Eliminate that, smoking or vaping. If that's already off your list, then the next big offender, and I'm going to call this one of the biggest, according to the EPA.gov, are air fresheners, right? So what can you do? Look, we all want to have a great smelling house, right? We all want to have clothes that smell good. We want to smell good. I get it. I understand. But commercial air fresheners that have chemicals that you have a difficult time pronouncing and may have hidden chemicals in them, those are the ones that are going to create an environmental catastrophe in your house. They are going to pollute they're going to negatively impact your indoor air quality, right? So I'm going to recommend that you substitute. First step is substitute natural household cleaning products, okay? And there are many of them out there. That's one way to reduce the chemical load and the off-gassing that's going on in your house, and also not use commercial air fresheners, like I mentioned, Glade, Febreze, and other products like that. There are some natural cleaning products that are out there that you might want to consider. And I've used all three brands. Method is one. Now, these are bigger companies and they're selling products that then they put a claim that they are natural and healthier for you. And I believe that they generally are. So that's why I'm mentioning them. Method is one. Seventh Generation is another brand. And Mrs. Myers is a third. I have all three of those brands in my household. We use them for different purposes, whether it's for cleaning the sinks, the toilets, the surfaces, or in some cases, we have a product that we might spray in the air. Generally, I prefer to use essential oil that are pure essential oil based air fresheners, if we ever use an air freshener. I tell you, the only time that we might use an air freshener is in the bathroom, right? You do a number two and you know someone's going to be close by, or you got to open the door, even though you had the fan going and you want to make it like nothing happened, you might use an essential oil based air freshener to address that issue. Okay. So what does that do for you? Well, it's going to help you improve the air quality indoors. You're going to remove what are called VOX, or volatile organic compounds, that a lot of these commercial products off gas when you use them, whether it's a cleaning product on a surface or something you spray in the air as an air freshener. They contain these VOX. The other thing is I'm going to go out on a limb here, because I give one of my older children a hug, and I know they've used fabric softener. You can smell it on them. It's almost like they're cologne now, because I'm so sensitive to the chemicals that they're wearing. I'm going to say stop using fabric softener and scented dryer sheets and laundry detergent with color or scent added. I'm going to challenge you. We have been doing it for a number of years, and I got to say, we love smelling the fresh air. We don't desire to smell these chemicals. I think you might get into the same mode as well. Stop with the fabric softener, the scented dryer sheets, the laundry detergent. Improve your indoor air quality, reduce your exposure to chemicals and the disruption of your hormonal systems. The next tip I have for you is to exercise frequently. I'm going to recommend 20 minutes of exercise. Even if it's just walking for 20 or 25 minutes a day out in nature, that's going to help reset your stress hormones by doing so. And I'm also going to suggest that you make sure your home has enough ventilation. I tell you, if your home is sealed up like a safe with no airflow whatsoever going in or out, that's not good. A healthy house actually has a certain number of interchanges of indoor air with outdoor air. So it's an exchange system where air is being exchanged from the outdoors with what's indoors, and that allows the house to breathe. I've had conversations with a number of builders, and we had our house renovated, a few years back. And so I'm very familiar with and very sensitive to the idea that houses should not be sealed up tight, like hermetically sealed. That's not good. Your house should be allowed to breathe. And that helps to exchange the air and make sure that any pollutants that are collecting into your house are exchanging with the fresh air from outdoors. So that's what I had for you today. I had, you know, all of these things that I'm suggesting to you are going to allow your immune system to function better, are going to allow your lungs to breathe easier and not be starting to accumulate those barnacles, as I described them, of the, you know, the chemical load and potentially over time acquisition of a disease like COPD. And by reducing your chemical load, your hormones, your hormonal systems will perform better. You'll be more virile, you'll be more fertile, and you'll be much more relaxed. Your body will be able to deal with stressful situations much, much more readily because all your hormonal systems will be functioning properly. So that's what I had for you today. Here's your opportunity to dramatically improve your indoor air quality so that you can experience better immunity, virility, and serenity. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today on Ultimate Lifespan. Head on over to ultimatelifespan.com for full recaps of every show, our controversial but educational blog articles, and to take our ever-popular 30-second health assessment quiz. See you at ultimatelifespan.com.